many of us. Say, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Pace, pace,
pace. Peace, peace,
peace.
How to get peace?
Come ottenere questa pace?
It is a problem to those people who are.
È un problema per la gente.
Running after the word Shanti,
Shanti.
The problem solved by Prahlad Maharaj. Vijay Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Das Sakshamatmanivedanam.
Iti
Munsarpita Vishnu Bhaktisce Navalakshana Kriyata Bhagavat Chaddha Tanmanne Adhitottam. The greatest learning, the greatest science, the greatest sincerity, the greatest peace we can enjoy only if we maintain calm and quiet. No, no. It is not
the
meaning of peace. Peace that we are under the influence of Maya, the deluding potence of the Lord. By the Lord's mercy, if we can come over this Maya, a deluding external potency, then we will be happy. That is called the real peace. But we do not know what is real peace. Many people say, peace, 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 no peace, no peace. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. You have to but give up your ahankar. Ahankar, I, mine. This is I and this is mine.
Io sono questo e questo è mio.
What is I?
Cos'è questo io?
What are you? Who are you?
Chi siete voi?
Then I will say that I am so and so sannyasi.
Io risponderò, io sono un sannyasi.
No.
No, non è
così. No.
No.
He is not a brahmachari, he is not a sannyasi, he is not a gurhastha, he is not Yuvanaprastha. Who is he? Tad vritta vritta paricharaka vritta vritta vrittasya vritta iddhimam smaraknokam. If I can be the eternal servant of my Lord, if I can serve the Lord's devotees, if I worship the devotees, feet, and the peace can be given by them. It is, one must be free from kama, groha, lobha, moha, mala, anumatsarja, calm desires. One who is free from all material desires and anger, unless he get that, what he aims for, then anger comes. No, we have to control that anger. Greediness to earn more, to earn more. Whatever I have, though it is sufficient, why my greedy mind wants more, more. The more it gets, the more it wants. There is no satisfaction. Greediness, intolerance. He has no tolerance for the loss He is so tolerant.
Bisogna essere tolleranti.
It is only a material object.
Sono cose materiali.
A Bengosare. At last me.
Cosa abbiamo perso noi?
I am not the material object. I am the spiritual one.
Sono l'anima spirituale.
I am eternal.
Io sono eterno.
So what is death to me? Nothing. Death? What is the death? Death when I will die. No, you will never die.
No, no, no.
But I is in me. He replies, who are you?
I.
I am not this body. But due to ignorance and now I say I am so and so. And if you do any harm,
who
will they receive the punishment? The whole world is misguided. I am a woman. I am a man. A servant. I am doing this service. No. I am different from this body. That I is Atma, I is the soul. I should reply. It will give tad-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-bhutta-b servant. Servant of that servant. Servant of that servant. So, to realize one as the servant of the Lord, he can enjoy peace. He has no malice. He has no anger. He never runs after greediness, intolerance, no malice, free from these six enemies. A man enjoys peace. But they say many things. No peace, sir, no peace. No peace, you cannot enjoy peace unless you give up all the desires. The desires must be given up. Madhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, bhagavadesa, gamaye. I want nothing of this form. Direct. I want your, in every birth, let me be born as a servant of yours. Madhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, bhagavadesa, Jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani ishtare bhavatak bhakti raiti. Let me, not in this life,
not in questa vita,
in other lives also, I want to be the servant of my Master. I want to do the service of my Master. Then only I can be happy. But now I am the Master. I am the Master of this body. I am the Master of this cloth. I am the Master of activity. All activities I do. I do sankirtan, I dance, I beat marbanga. It is not for realization of I and peace. It is all disturbance. When you can be free from the desires of worldly matters, desire, no attachment with all my kith and kin, my family and other family, no, all of one family. that Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha.
And the master of that Vaikuntha is the Lord Supreme, Lord Krishna. And we are our friends. We are friends. So, now we should give up the anger, malice. And now, in this place where we can enjoy eternal peace, we have come to this place, we do hard labor to earn bhiksha for this. But actually, we are not enjoying peace. Why not, sir? Why not? The anger and I and mine. This body is not I, this body is not mine. If body is mine, it will follow me. Whatever I say, it will follow. No? It is not following. Because I am not this body. So how can I be the servant of another body? No. We can be happy and enjoy peace when we realize Vasudeva Kutumbakam, this is my family. This is my whole world, is my family. Whole world. All of my members of my family. If you see that, then you can enjoy. Now you see that I'm Italian, I'm French, I'm in Germany, I'm Russian, I'm English, I'm Indian, and so on and so on. So, no unity. There's no unity, no peace. Whatever you do, the Lord wants from you what He wants. He wants to be free from world. Prunandava Sunija, you must be humbler than a grass. And tolerance must have like a tree. And you should pay your respects to all. Nobody is your friend, nobody is your enemy. You are the enemy of yourself. Now, if you realize this, then actual peace you will get. If not, very difficult. In Bhagavata, you might have heard Dhruva's life. Dhruva was the eldest son of Uttanapada. The younger brother is Uttama. And the king had two wives, one Suruchi and one Suniti. Suniti, to Suniti was born Dhruva, to Suruchi was born Uttama. One day Uttama was playing on the throne of the father. The wife is sitting there and the father is there. They are enjoying. Meanwhile, the eldest boy Dhruva came, the son of Suniti. But he wanted to climb the throne and sit upon father's laps. Suruchi said, "No, no, my dear boy, you cannot sit on the throne of Maharaja. Because you are not born to me. I am the elder queen of Uttama. will be the king of the... He is only allowed to sit on the throne, not to... And don't cry. Then the boy was very angry. He became angry. And crying, Balaram Rodhanam Balam. The children, they always laugh and cry. That is their belt. Now he began to cry because father is not giving any reply. And father keeps quiet because father is the slave of the wife. Now he cannot say. Crying he went to the house and the mother asked, what is the matter? Why you are crying? Mother, I was not allowed to sit on the throne of my father. Suruji asked me that you should, born in my womb, then only you will sit. Yes, you were born to me. I am an unfortunate lady. So, then what is the remedy? The Lord must bless you to sit, unless you cannot sit. Oh, how to get the Lord? The way to worship Him, you tell me. See, I heard that many people, they go to forest and they perform penance and get the blessing of the Lord and they will receive the real strength and sit on the throne. Why not I try? You are a young boy, only 6 years. You cannot sit. In the forest, for hundreds of days, at least one must do, without food, without water, for what? Penance you can do. Stop, no penance. No. Mother, I will do penance. I will go to the forest. No, please hear me. You are too young. There beasts are there. Cruel beasts will eat away your body. But your flesh is very, very soft. You cannot tolerate. Tolerate the hardship of the forest. Don't go now, my boy. I beg you to go after some years when you attain some strength. No, mother, I will go now. Then he requested Narada to come and convince the boy and try to send him back to the house. Then Narada suddenly came there and met the boy and asked the boy, where are you going? The boy said, I am going to perform penance. Why? Because my stepmother never allowed me to sit on the throne of my father. Then my mother replied, yes, you can sit if the Lord is kind towards you. You should mercy of the Lord, you can sit. So, early days, Everything is people used to perform tapasya. Now, though I am young, I will do tapasya. Muniji, you please bless me and tell me how to perform penance. I do not know. Ray, you are young, what penance you will do, go back. Not now, after 15 or 16 years. Later you come. No, no, I will go now. He could not able to stop. He said, I want your... You please teach me. And how to do penance. I will go. Whether you teach me or not, I will go to the forest. I cannot return home. Siramba patyat karjamba sagar. Either I must die or I must do penance and get the result. Narada, then he was convinced that the Kshatriya boys resolute and mind decision. Thus I will go. Then he said, yes, do penance. In 6 months, you will get the darshan of the Lord, and you have to perform japa, closing your eyes, and food, whatever daily food you take, you reduce. Always reduce it. And gradually, when you come to 6th month, no food is necessary. And at the end of 6 months, you will see some light inside your heart. Then you open your eyes and see your lost master or the Lord will be standing there. You ask what you want. Then Narada, so saying, Deva mantra namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This mantra you must repeat. So he repeated that mantra. Hare Krishna is still very easy. Then Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now he repeated and started penance. And he succeeded in performing 6 months penance without any disturbance. The last month, 6th month came, he saw the light as told by Narada and opened the eyes and he saw the Lord standing. He doesn't know what to ask. So while just coming to a conclusion, the Lord put his conchel, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, that Shankha he put on the head of Dhruva. Then Dhruva repeated stotra. Dhruva stotra is very, very important stotra. He never studied Sanskrit, never he studied anything. Now it is the blessings of Narada that we could repeat. And when he repeated, then the Lord was happy and said, Dhruva, what for you have come to this place and why you have Learn this penance. What do you want? Then the boy immediately says, I don't want anything. Tana vilasi tapasistitoham vam praptavana deva munindra guiham kasam vichinman abhidhya ratnam ammin kutardosni param nadate. I came for the throne of my father, because my father never allowed me to sit on the laps and the throne of my father. And he never chastised his wife, saying, why that young boy is coming, let him come and see what harm is there. He just said it. He never said. Because he has no common sense even, because he is a slave of mine, stepmother. I came and I have performed tapas. According to the advice of Narada, now I got your darshan. I don't want anything, because nothing is supreme than your darshan. Sanabhilasi tapasitato tvam praptamanam deva munindra. All great munis could not able to see you so easily. And I, a boy of 5 or 6 years, I see you. I talk to you. So I'm very, very happy, very, very glad to see you. I don't want anything. Kasam vichinman abhidhya ratnam. I came here for a piece of glass, whereas I got the jam. Sareen full many a jamma curate sareen. Sareen curate sareen. The jam I got. What do I care for this? The last piece? What is? I don't want. I am fully satisfied having received the jam. What is that jam? Your darshan. I saw you. So those are not superior to your darshan. Please excuse me. I am fully satisfied. No. Your father is coming. He will give you the throne now. Now, as a response, he will give the throne to you now. And he will retire to the forest to perform penance. And here, you have to rule your country for 36,000 years. And then I will give you a place which no human being reached. Now it is the place, pole, north pole, north pole, pole star. But as a pole star he will be. Now Dhruva is the pole star. For those days, those who travelled by sea, they had ships, not steam engines, ships were air, they will float and travel. They see that pole star is not. They put that direction, north direction is the pole star. Now the mariners also, they follow the same method. But see, how can they travel? But they must fix the pole star. Yes, it is not. Little down or little up, they will decide. So, this is the pole star. Now, Brahma is there. Yes, there. And Brahma returned back with the boon of the Lord. The father immediately gave the throne to Brahma. So why you sit? You sit. So he sat. Like this. What we want, the Lord can give us. What you want? But if you concentrate your mind, your prickly mind, you must fix it on one thing. I don't want anything. I want your blessings, your mercy, my Lord. I want to do penance. Always I remember you. So, now the people understand that Dhruva, we must follow Dhruva. Even Narada was astonished to hear the penance of a boy, 6 years boy, performing the penance. And at last, through strong faith and hard penance, Lord appeared before the boy. What do you want, my dear boy? Yes, I want you only. I want your face. I want your... I saw you. I'm fully satisfied. I don't want anything, no boon. No boon I want. Yes. That also will be given to you. You can reign here 36,000 years. And after that, he went to that place, which is mother, Suniti. Mother went. Kulam Paitram Janani Kritartham Vasundhara Sata Dharani Chudhanna. And if a person does Harinam Kirtan with Kulam, because which he represents, Pavitram, it will be purified. The mother will be very glad to hear such a boy was born to her. Janani Kritartha Vasundhara Sadharani Chudhanya. That Vasundhara, the world, the bhumi, is fully satisfied because a boy of this state was born here. A purified the earth, purified the father, mother, and now many in Bhagavata, in this story you will get in Srimad Bhagavata written by Vyasadeva. Who, for example, who has written this, that Bhagavata, in that story is Brahma story. Brahma is there, the star. All the people are going on steamers. Now steamers, they also should aim the north pole, that pole. So, what you want in this world, it is only peace. The peace, he got Dhruva. He got Dhruva. Now he hard penance he did. Because one who does such mind control and hardships. No food, nothing food. What food you get are the leaves and leaves of the trees and leaves. No food, no cooked food and no roti, no biscuits or no milk or nothing is in the forest. You have performed penance. No, this sort of peace, you say peace. Now Dhruva enjoyed peace, real peace. Though he came there to ask the Lord, when I give darshan, to give my father's throne. Now he said, I forgot. I don't want my father's throne. It is a very short, very small thing. Why should I ask it? I don't want. I am happy. So what you want? I want only your darshan. So, because the boy could do this, can we among us, we hear about Dhruva, can we follow Dhruva? No. No. We want temporary enjoyments, all temporary objects, and without it, we cannot survive. Such is our position. Then he said, no, no, you have to survive. And you must always think of the Lord. Nothing else. They are fools. Now, to teach those fools, Prahlad's story and Prabha's story was explained to the reader of Bhagavata. Now, happy, happy, peace, peace, peace. Who can get peace? A man who comes in direct contact with the Lord, the Supreme Lord, will enjoy peace. No, but though we do our labor and money, but we are not happy. A man nowadays earning monthly, as a servant, monthly several thousand dollars may get, or business several hundred, several thousand dollars may will get, not in 1 hour, in 1 hour he will get money there, done in the bank. And the article is here. Now he will purchase it and he will sell it to the profit till it is final. They are very, very man who do business, has no time to sleep, time to eat. He doesn't want it. You want money? Money. And that's our country, a big country, Russia, Asia, USA, spent several million American dollars, several million American dollars. Because they think that we can establish peace by starting a war. But it is very difficult. No, they cannot succeed there. So, one must hear Sravanam, first hear, then put that into practice, repeat. What hear? Om Tat Sat Itur Varenyam Bhargavacca Dhimahi Devo Jona Prasadha. You are here. So all our Vedas says, all invites to hear. and repeat. Dedicate and repeat, elaborate it. It can elaborate it any better. See, so whether the sound, it is the transcendental sound. That sound can be heard to one who dedicates himself like Dhruva, he dedicated it. And after dedication, the Narada said, "Boy, I tell you, I am Narada. I tell you for your welfare. But don't do penance now, you will do afterwards. Now go home." Maharshi, I don't want to hear denial. Denial reply, "I don't want. I want to help him and tell me. If you don't help, you go. I don't respect you. I'm not anxious to take advice from you. I will go, I will die. What more can you expect from me? I will die." Go. Then he thought, "Well, boy, it's very strong. A strong determination he had. So he will do this, succeed, will succeed. He will succeed. His blessings, not success." Now also, if we are anxious to get the blessings of the Supreme Lord, we will get it. Haring vinana iva mutim taranti. Whatever penance you do, hard penance, you cannot get eternal peace. You can get eternal peace. Hari, limit a Guripin Namam. Hari. Hare Nama. Hare Nama. Hare Nama. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nastyeva, 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 because there is no other way, no other path, no other path. No other path. Come to this path. It is great, grand road. Dhavannimiryavanyate na patet na skhaledhya. In that road, you close your eyes. With closed eyes, if you run, if you jump, if you dance, you will never fall. Never fall. Because that path has got some attraction. It will attract you. It will attract you, the force is there. That one, they are standing on the path, it will attract. You will never fall. You will never go astray because the force, the Lord Supreme Power, wants impossible to place him on the road. On the road. He will be done there. So don't fear. If you do Harinama, don't fear. Nama bhajo, nama chinta, nama karo sara, nam bina kalikale guti nahi ara. In this Kali millennium, there is no other way except Nama. You repeat Nama. You will get what you want. Peace you will get only in Nama. If we apply the teaching of Trinagabhi Sunita, Sarorabhi Sahishnu, Amani, Manala. And you have to do that Namakirtan always. Suppose the Lord bless you, what do you want? I don't want it. I will always repeat Nama. That is your blessing. So with so much hard parents, so only they want always repeating Nama. Yes, there is nothing more which can be established in the path of peace. It is only Hari Nama. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. You talk philosophy, you fight for a single paisa. Single brat, paisa rat. Then you will kill him. My paisa, why should he destroy? Who is he to take away that? I am the master. I will never allow. I will die rather, but never. So this is not the oath that you should take. You should take, yes, I want the Lord, eternal Lord, eternal, who has no past tense and no future tense. Everything except the Lord has got future tense and past tense. Only Lord has no future tense and no past tense. He is always there. Now, after 1,000 years, after millions of years, after many millions, He is there. The sun may go away, the moon may go away, the stars may go away, but the Lord is our Lord. He is called Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. He is Sanatana. Nothing in this world is Sanatana. It is only Lord. In this creation, He was at the beginning. He says, Aham eva asam agri nanyat tatsadasat param paschadahab jadet tatsad jovasasyet sosnyam. I was at the beginning, I am now, I am in the middle, and after this world destroyed, I will be there. So I am. Now we are not gods, we are only rotten objects. We are constructed. Are constricted by water, by air, by fire, and by earth. These are only temporary. And bodies formed, eyes are formed, ears are formed, all the limbs formed. And it will, when one is created, it will be destroyed. Creation, destruction, side by side. But there is no creation, no destruction. We must know that. Why you are dancing, why you are singing? You should know. To enjoy peace, peace. And always, to enjoy that peace, you have to repeat Nama. Nothing, no words. No sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How to get fit? You see, repeat Hare Nam, whether it will come to you or not. It will come. It will come. Don't separate. Hari Rakhe Marek is Ananta. He has no beginning and no end. And He is the Master. Aham sarvajnanam bhokta. I am the Master enjoyer of this whole world. The Lord says, that we have to prove. You cannot say that I am the eternal Master of this building. How long the building will stay, who knows? But it is not the words of the Lord. It is ignorant people's world, that I will enjoy my property. What property you can enjoy? You cannot enjoy your hands and legs and eyes. They are becoming invalid. What can you do? Why they become out of age? Now I say I am age now 90. How can I say that I will live, survive and enjoy the world? No, no. You will go away, you will say that you will go away. And everybody will go away, nobody will stay here. What is the use then? Use only to repeat now. At the heart. Abancha galvadarvancha prabhan. Padvanambal. Arti. They have done inside.
Grazie per il